profit from physician referrals from trainfortopdollar.com. Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. I'm Ben Greenfield, and this is a monthly podcast for fitness professionals that builds upon the profit-generating tactics that I teach in the book, Train for Top Dollar. Each week, you'll hear from industry experts with tips, tricks, and step-by-step, non-run-of-the-mill advice for enhancing your income as a fitness professional. So sit back and enjoy this week's content, and make sure to visit the website at trainfortopdollar.com afterwards for show note links, our free newsletter, and my 158-page, jam-packed book of money-making advice for fitness professionals. So in this episode of Train for Top Dollar, I'm going to go over some information that's really a little bit more updated from what I talked about in Chapter 2 of the book. In Chapter 2, I titled it Exercise is Medicine, and it's all about the specific letters that you need to write to physicians in your community, exactly how to network with the medical community for physician referrals. But right now, in April, we are poised at the beginning of the month of May, which is Exercise is Medicine Month, and there are some very easy things that you can do to maximize your client referrals during this month and generate referrals from physicians that will stay with you the rest of the year. So what I want to lay out is a step-by-step process for you to turn a lot of heads in the medical community and get a lot of patients sent your way. So what the Exercise is Medicine campaign or movement is it's a cooperative combined effort by the American College of Sports Medicine and the American Health Association to advance the promotion of physical activity, and more importantly, to try and get a team of the community, of physicians, of fitness professionals, and then of people themselves to simply be more active with physical activity. And at this point, 11 states and a bunch of different cities across the nation have proclaimed May as Exercise is Medicine Month. And what the organization between the AHA and the ACFSM has done is design this comprehensive toolkit with tons of resources that help you to capitalize on the fact that May is Exercise is Medicine Month. Now, prior to this point, and this is a link that I have in the book, and I have this one on the website, they already had a website called exercisesmedicine.org with some really cool toolkits. I mean, they've got everything from sample documents that allow you to work with the physician to some of the legal considerations that you need to bear in mind with regards to HIPAA and releasing information to and from physicians. But they've gone a step above now on that website, and what they have are a bunch of different basically templates that you can use to interact with your community during the month of Exercise is Medicine. So here is exactly what I've done. It's April 23rd right now, and the month of May hasn't even rolled around. Our promotion has not even started, and I'm already getting calls from physicians and calls from patients of physicians who wants to sign their patients up to refer their patients to our clinic for exercise or our studio for exercise. So step one, what I did was I took a press release, and it's very easy to find a press release template. I've got them in my book. They've got them on the exercisesmedicine.org website, and I sent that to all our local newspapers and community health or activity type of magazines. And what I did was I modified the press release to include information and quotes from me and information and quotes about our studio. And so what that means is when the newspaper receives the press release, it's got official information about these national organizations, the ACSM and the AHA, but then it looks like, you know, this little local community personal training studio has these big guns that have partnered with them to offer the Exercises Medicine Movement to the local community. And so the press release just needs a couple extra paragraphs in it to include a quote from you and some information about your studio. And then that goes out to all the different newspapers and magazines. The other thing that I did was I took what's called a media release. It's a little bit different than a press release, but I sent that out to all the local radio stations. And on my computer, I would encourage you to do this. I keep a list of the personal email addresses for the owners of all the radio stations, the numbers for all the radio stations, the magazines, and the newspapers. So rather than having to go dig through those every time you want to do a launch or a promotion or an event, you actually have all those accessible. So I would encourage you to have those. So I sent out the press release and I sent out the media release. And then I did what's called a request for a proclamation. And I sent this to the mayor's office. And I don't think they get that many requests for proclamation. I got a return call back within about an hour. And what happens is the mayor signs a document and makes a proclamation at one of the city council meetings that proclaims your city, in this case Spokane, the official, or proclaims for that city, May being the official Exercise is Medicine Month. Now, I also sent a proclamation to the governor, and this was just several weeks ago, several days ago, and the governor's office wrote back and said that they would send a reply back to me within 3 weeks to proclaim Washington, I guess Washington would be the 12th state at this point, that would have proclaimed May as the official Exercises Medicine Month for the state of Washington. Now, both the mayor and the governor will send you a signed letter. The mayor's office already sent also an electronic PDF form that you can then send on to your local media and use that again for marketing to push your Exercise is Medicine campaign. Now, the next thing that I did, and I put an example of this on the website at trainfortopdollar.com, is I took one of the PDF files that is distributed for free on the exercisesmedicine.org website, and I modified the header of that PDF file. So it's just a nice little professionally looking flyer that's meant to promote the month of May as Exercises Medicine Month. But at the top of that flyer, I put a little coupon for all the local physicians' offices, and it's offering them a free 15-minute consultation during the month of May for any of their patients. It has our phone number, it has our email address, and then it simply gives instructions for them to contact us to arrange that free 15-minute consultation for their patients. Now, I know there's some fitness professionals out there who are going to bristle at the thought of offering free consultations because you've heard that it cheapens you as a personal trainer, or that it makes you look desperate. Well, I mean, look at it this way. It's not a one-hour consultation. It's very quick. It allows you to get people in the door. And when you're going out, this is how I like to think about it. When you're going out to buy a car, it's not like the salesman at the car dealership stands there beside the car and refuses to let you take it for a test drive unless you buy that $15,000 vehicle. What they know is that if they give you just a brief taste of the car and what it can offer you, then you'll be more likely to buy. And so they're happy to donate their time to make you more likely to use their services. And it's the same thing. The problem with a free consultation is so many gyms offer this, you know, 1 hour consultation walkthrough with a personal trainer. That's a little bit excessive. 10 to 15 minutes of your time to sit down and help someone out, change their life, and probably have them sign up in the future as a client is well worth your time. And it's also, you know, the way I described in the flyers, it's a gift to the physicians that you send it to. And based off the law of reciprocity, the fact that when you do something for someone for free or offer them something for free, they're likely to give back to you, that increases the fact that that physician is going to refer patients to your direction. So you've got your press release, you've got your media release, you've got your letter or your flyer to all the local physicians, you have your proclamation that's sent to the mayor, and you have your proclamation that's sent to the governor. And then the final thing that we're doing during the month of May is a special event that's going to be, again, completely free. It's just going to go over the basic idea of how to work practical fitness concepts into your everyday life. And we're opening that up to the community. We'll again be sending out a press release to all the local magazines and the newspapers, media release to the radio stations about that event. But we're going to tie that into the official proclamation from the mayor and from the governor. So there's quite a bit of credibility and quite a bit of anticipated media coverage for something like that. So that's just a very simple way to take something that's already been done at the national level. People are already lobbying to government to have this identified as the official month for exercise as medicine. You bring it down to your level and you take advantage of a lot of the work that the big guns have already done and the credibility that that can give you. So try it out. I guarantee that it's going to definitely increase your credibility among the local medical community and the number of physician referrals that you get into your personal training business. So that's today's content from trainfortopdollar.com. If you like those tips and you want a lot more of them, I've got a book that's over 150 pages long, jam-packed with content for personal trainers, nutrition consultants, fitness professionals, and gym or studio owners to learn a lot of different techniques. I wrote this primarily from the standpoint of a modern personal trainer, so it not only teaches you things like exercise as medicine and how to lay out your business for the highest amount of profit, how to generate recurring revenue streams, but it also really focuses on things like social networking, Web 2.0, the basics of podcasting, the basics of blogging, just how to turn yourself into a celebrity fitness expert, and how to make six figures and more as a personal trainer, because it can be done. You just have to learn how. Once you learn how, it's pretty easy to implement. So until next time, this is Ben Greenfield from Train for Top Dollar signing out. If you have any questions, feel free to email ben@trainfortopdollar.com.